Welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. This program is live. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You have the opportunity to download free app on any electronic device, cell phone, iPhone, laptops, or computers, and search WWGH. If you would like to connect with my guest or with me during our live time on the air between 4:15 until 5 p.m., please call 740-383-9944 if you have any questions or would like to make any comments. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number is 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. And they have an ongoing announcement, and it's free produce market every second Saturday of every month. The time will be from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. The place, again, is 582 Lee Street. That will take place this Saturday, November the 9th, from the hours of 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. If you don't have need of free produce, please share with someone that you know that may do have need of that. Just make sure you tell them to show up with their ID, state ID, or driver's license, and be prepared to give the number and name of people in your household. We also have Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with your real estate needs, with 25 years of experience working for you. Their telephone number is 740-262-0939, and they are located in LaRue, Ohio. And as we move forward, through our show, I'd like to share a thought for today. The law of karma. I know many of you talk about karma's gonna get you. Karma's coming. Be careful how you treat people, because you're going to get it back. So we're going to see what this thought for today says. Spirituality teaches me to see my responsibility and what causes I am setting in motion by my thoughts. Now, who thought this would be something we're going to be talking about? Isn't that something? Motion by my thoughts, my words, and actions. I just have to fulfill my responsibilities, and the rights will automatically follow because they are the effect. This may not happen immediately, but it is inevitable. The law of cause and effect, action and reaction, the law of karma is an integral part of spirituality. It gives us a basis on which to make right choices and create a beautiful future for ourselves and the world around us. Now, at this time, I'm going to turn my attention to my guest today, Sharonda Baker from Paramount Advantage, and she is a regional outreach coordinator. So how are you today?
I am doing awesome, Linda. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad That's you great had to safe hear. Travels.
Yes, all the way from Columbus.
From Columbus, Ohio. Yes, so glad to have you here. It's been a while since we've seen each other and talked.
It's been about a year now. So.
Oh, wow. It was really time for you to come.
Yeah, it's past time.
Right. And my helper, one of my panelists today, Dacia Wade. How are you today, daughter?
I'm doing fine, and you?
I'm doing great. Good to see you.
Good to be here.
All right. So, as I was sharing, Sharonda Baker is from Paramount Advantage, and she's going to give us a little rundown what Paramount Advantage is about.
So, Paramount Advantage is one of the 5 Medicaid managed care plans. So, here in Ohio, everyone who qualifies for Medicaid, which is health insurance that's covered through the government. So, if you qualify for food stamps or you qualify for, child care assistance, a lot of times you're going to also be qualified for Medicaid. And one of the big things we want to just make sure everyone knows is that you have a choice in Ohio. There's 5 plans you can pick from. The way that plans used to be structured, it used to be regional. And so sometimes people may not have heard of Paramount Advantage because here in the Marion area was not an option previously before 6 years ago. Okay. And so at that point, it was only CareSource and Molina as an option. And so that's where sometimes when you grow up from your childhood and you're like, that's all I've ever heard of. And so right. What is Paramount Advantage? And so my job as a regional outreach coordinator is to spread the word, to make sure individuals throughout my counties that I cover, which is about 10 counties throughout the state, it's to let them know that Paramount is a great option for you to pick as your Medicaid managed care plan. And that, once again, that the choice is yours. You don't necessarily have to go with the legacy plans that were in the area. And I also would like to inform just individuals in the community that Paramount has been around for a very long time, over 25 plus years. We actually originated out of the Toledo area. So we were a regional plan as well, but we were a regional plan in that northwest quadrant of the state versus in this area. And so now, of course, we serve all 88 counties. All 5 Medicaid managed care plans are required to serve all 88 counties. And our big thing right now is we're just spreading the word that is open enrollment. If you are on a Medicaid managed care plan, you can only change your plan once a year. And so that open enrollment period runs through the month of November. Right. And so we just want to make sure people know what to do and even what that means when we say open enrollment. I often get asked the question is that, yes, it's open enrollment, but how do I change my plan? Mm-hmm. And that's something where it's a really simple process by calling Department of Medicaid. The Medicaid hotline number, which I can actually give, is 1-800-324-8680. And you simply call the number and tell them which plan you want to switch to. And hopefully Paramount Advantage is one of the choices that you might want to make this year.
Right. You said it's been around for a long time.
Yes. We are actually the only Medicaid managed care plan that is provider owned. And what I mean by that, we're owned by a health system. So our parent company is ProMedica, which we have hospitals and urgent care facilities and all types of different things up in the Toledo area. And so that's something that's a little different about us. And I like to say that we look at care differently, just coming from that perspective. We're one of the first organizations to start doing food prescriptions, which we started years ago up in the Toledo area, where if an individual came into their doctor's office and they had a food insecurity, where they literally were able to send them down the hall and pick up a prescription for food for your family for the next few days. And then give them the resources to be able to connect to someplace in the community to be able to continue that process.
That's wonderful.
So, yep, we offer just, a lot of different services. A lot of, one of the big things I get asked about the 5 managed care plans is that what's so different about your plan? What makes Paramount Advantage better? Or the number one question I get asked, which plan is the best plan?
Right.
And I always say, I'm gorgeous. I know I'm beautiful, but you may not think I'm the most beautiful person because everything is relative to your individual taste, your individual situation, and your particular situation is really what it comes down to.
True.
And so the biggest thing we try to encourage individuals to do is just to know what is it that you need. And that's how you decide. When you go to select an automobile, you're going to look for what is it the need that you have. Yeah. If you're a person, you're working, and you have a business, and you need a truck, and you need something you can get in and out of, and you need something that's going to be good in the snow, you're going to make sure you have the proper vehicle for that. And the same thing goes for whichever managed care plan you choose. You have to look at what your situation is. And so if you have a particular illness, let's say you have diabetes, and you want to look at who's going to cover the most things based off of what I need, who's going to cover my test strips, my extra items that I may need to manage the condition I currently have. And so those are specific things you want to look at in addition to the value added things, because we all offer special things. We like to incentivize.
That's true.
One of the things you just know from just dealing with the social determinants of health is just there's so many different challenges families face who are on Medicaid already. Mm-hmm. They're dealing with whether it's housing, whether it's, employment or childcare, just whatever the struggles are, because they are considered to be in the poverty category based off of their income is how they qualify for Medicaid.
Right.
And so with that being said, we try to make sure that we try to encourage our members to take care of their care, because although they have a health plan, there's no co-pays, there's no deductibles, doesn't mean that means you're going to be running to the doctor immediately. Mm-hmm. Because unfortunately, when you're dealing with how I'm going to pay the rent, or how I'm going to get the rent money for this month, or how I'm going to get the kids their school clothes, or how I'm going to make this happen,
yes,
it's not always a priority to make sure I get to the dentist this year.
That's true.
You know, and so it happens all the time. And so with our plan, as well as all the other plans, we always try to incentivize our members by giving them, whether it's a gift card or some type of encouragement, to go to those wellness visits, to go get those checkups each year. For Paramount Advantage specifically, one of the things we do is we partner with both Ohio teams, NFL teams. And specifically in this area, it would be the Cleveland Browns. And so with our Cleveland Browns Health Rewards Project, we actually give our members a chance to do things like go to a field day experience, a training camp experience. We give away game tickets, and not just the opening games. We give away tickets throughout the season.
Some
diehard Cleveland Brown fans.
Yeah.
And so that is one of the big things we do to try to encourage our members just to get their wellness exam for the year. That's our big incentive program that we offer. And of course, our other category is our moms who are pregnant.
Okay.
Anyone who's pregnant, you know, it's so important that you get prenatal care.
Of course.
And we know that right now in Ohio, our numbers for children, babies of color, not living to their first birthday is a major issue. Our infant mortality rates are not favorable. And so one of the big things we try to encourage, and no matter what the family's race or ethnic background is that we want to make sure moms are getting to those checkups during each term of their pregnancy. And so and to encourage that, we have a program called our prenatal to cradle program, where we're giving them over $125 plus in gift cards, Visa gift cards. We're actually going to their checkups during that first trimester, second trimester, third trimester, as well as that postpartum appointment, which is extremely important to deal with, the depression issues that potentially comes with having a new baby. So those are just some of the incentive programs that Paramount offers. And, we just want to encourage people just to look. You can search whatever plan you're looking at. You can look online. You can search your providers. Make sure your doctors are in the network for that particular plan and make the decision.
You know, that's something that did not used to be, that you could just go on the website and pick your doctor because of your needs. It was one health care plan, and that's what we had to deal with, And whatever doctor would accept it, that's where we went, right here in the area. But like you're saying, Melina?
So Melina is one of the old plans, as well as CareSource.
Okay, but that's located also in Columbus, so people have to leave here to go there, right?
So all the plans are required to have doctors in all of the general areas.
Okay.
So all of us would more than likely have contracted doctors in each county.
Okay.
It's just the specific doctor. So sometimes you even find that, which is amazing to me, is that you'll find a practice that has multiple physicians or even dentists. And sometimes you'll have it where one doctor is under a plan and another one is not. So that even happens. So that's why it's very, very important for you to check individually
plans
for your particular physicians that you want to go to, and just whatever your preferred pharmacies. All those things matter because they're all different based off the health plan.
That's true. All those things are different. Wow.
Yep. So it's a lot of information, but, we're here to help. I mean, whatever plan you're looking at switching to, you can always call their member services or customer service departments, and all of us are more than happy to answer questions.
Wow. That's a lot of information.
I know. it's a nice amount, but we try to make it as simple as possible. There's brochures that usually are available for most of the Medicaid managed care plans at all of your local job and family services offices. Usually have copies of the brochures for the managed care plans.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Okay. So, if you need a physical copy of something, you can always go to one of the local Job and Family Services, and they typically have some.
Yes. Well, I'm glad things have expanded. Mm-hmm. I guess, you know, there was no, they had to.
Yeah.
Because of the world that we live in today, and it's, like you said, there's so many issues, and I don't know if people really realize the infant mortality rates.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Especially among minorities.
Yeah, it's really sad, and really, you know, and sometimes, and there's two categories with that, because you have kids, babies of color that are dying from SIDS, which is sudden infant death syndrome. Mm-hmm. But really, the biggest category with infant mortality is dealing with babies who've already been born, and well, of course, kids with SIDS have been born, but really, it's been a failure of prenatal care. And we know that the more prenatal care you get, the higher chance that you're not going to have an early term birth. Mm-hmm. We know that you're going to be able, because, you know, the baby needs to stay in there, I say, cooking as long as possible.
Right.
So the baby can go full term. And so that way you have a successful, fully developed child. And so a lot of times you have that issue where moms are giving birth early. Mm-hmm. And that's a major concern, as well as the, you know, one of the big things I always like to make sure sometimes people don't realize, and this is kind of slightly off the subject but connected, is how dental health affects preterm birth as well. And so I always tell, yeah, there are some studies and some specific things that happen in regards to dental health, and so sometimes, you know, we don't even realize how going to that dentist can also affect you going into labor early, because you haven't taken care of an infection that you have in your mouth or something mm-hmm. that's happening that mm-hmm. you think is not even related to your baby, but it is.
Isn't that something?
It is.
I know it does have, it's linked with heart attacks too, they say.
Yeah.
Black, you know.
Yeah, everything starts in your mouth. Yeah. They say that the dentist can, I mean, they can look in your mouth and there's so much, I mean, that's what they say, it's, you know, I have some people who say it's the dirtiest place in your body.
True. I've heard that.
Yeah, and so just what we consume and just all the different things that they, it comes through our mouths.
Hmm. I would have never thought that.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. And how important it really is, the dental hygiene.
Yeah.
You know, flossing and...
Oh, yeah. Flossing and
brushing your teeth 2 or 3 times a day,
yeah.
I guess, right?
Yeah, at least twice a day. I mean, they recommend. Mm-hmm. And then also, you know, one of the things we do when I do a lot of events, we give out toothbrushes, and I just, even for me personally, for, you know, when people were celebrating Halloween and trick or treating at my home, they got toothbrushes because it's such a big, I mean, it's something where, you know, even individuals and families are not changing their toothbrushes every 3 months. Which is the recommended time period to switch your toothbrush out. And so all that bacteria and stuff holds there. And so it's very important to do those kinds of types of things as well.
That's good to know, too, also. Yeah. That's, yes, a lot of things we take for granted. We're so used to having that same, oh, this is my favorite toothbrush. It may be 2 years old.
Time to get a new one.
And the bristles have just curled up. Uh-huh. And I've seen toothbrushes like that.
I have, too.
Know? It's like, wow, throw it in the trash.
I know, and that's why a lot of them have the little fancy indicators that tell you, you know, if it's gone from the color to the white, it's time to let it go. But even still, sometimes people hold on to things.
Oh, yeah.
And so just encourage. I mean, you can get toothbrushes, relatively expensive. Not to mention, we a lot of events that we do, we give away toothbrushes, and just as a little, just something that you don't have to think about it.
Right, right. Wow. You know, we, like I was saying earlier, so many things we take for granted when it comes to our health.
We do.
And then when we get down sick, we wonder, well, I was taking care of myself. I was doing this and I was doing that. You know, even our, what we put in our body.
Oh,
like
yeah.
You said, you know, and a lot of people don't drink a lot of water, but that's important, too. People say, water, I don't like water. You know, they drink soda, you know, or pop, whatever you want to call it, or
which is a chemical, which is amazing that we, you know, we consume it as if it was really designed for us to consume. It's, I mean, on the chart, it's a chemical that we ingest out of taste, because we haven't decided to put our taste buds in check and get ourselves in check to realize that it's a choice. I mean, anything that can clear the acid off the battery. And you're telling me to drink it as a refreshment. There's nothing refreshing about it.
Shouldn't be anyway, right? Throw
it
on
it
the
burns.
Rock,
right?
It burns. And that's an indicator.
Pop burns. When
yeah.
I stopped drinking pop years ago. I had gained some weight and I decided I'm not drinking no more. I'm not drinking no more pop. So I just decided I was going to drink water. And so I drink water. But if I do decide to have a soda or something, it burns. It burns down my throat and it burns behind my ears when I drink it.
Yeah, sure will. Then it'll go down there and you come up and belch.
Yeah. It's amazing. But,
it's boiling.
You have people who drink like soda every single day.
Yeah.
Like,
all day.
Multiple days.
Yeah.
I mean, multiple cans and I mean, I see, I was watching a documentary that had, it was focused down in Appalachia, and it was families that they had something called the Dew Mouth or something like that for individuals where they would even give Mountain Dew to babies in their sippy cups.
Really?
And they were just talking about the dental, like where you had, in the documentary, a young man was 18 and he was having all of his teeth removed.
From that sugar.
From that, it erodes everything. Mm. And so just even thinking about just 18 and you're having dentures, can you even imagine?
No.
That is just terrible. But that's so important. And it's just really about us making a decision to take care of your health. And even with just with Paramount Advantage and all the managed care plans, especially too, one of the things just when it comes to taking care of your health that sometimes individuals don't realize is that every managed care plan, and of course I'm highlighting Paramount, offers over-the-counter items that an individual who is on our plan can get. Oh. And that's everything from Band-Aids that you don't have to pay for, to alcohol, to Tylenol, ibuprofen.
Like rubbing alcohol,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay. Like that you would need. Even sunscreen is something that's often on the over-the-counter list. And so we try to encourage families to also pull the over-counter list for your whatever health plan that you're on. Mm-hmm. And when you go to that wellness exam, which we want you to get every year, that's the time when you tell your doctor, hey, these are the things that we use. Can we get a script written for it? And then it's able to be filled through your health plan at no cost. And so, but that's one of the one underutilized things I would say. That and transportation are two of the most underutilized things for individuals who have a managed care plan.
Right, right. That don't have a car. Don't
yeah. Drive, you know. Even if you have a car, like on Paramount Advantage, we offer gas reimbursement.
Do you?
And so, yeah, so if you're on our plan and you have your doctor's appointments that you have to go to, especially sometimes you have people who have to maybe make a trip to Columbus or to Mansfield or somewhere else a little bit further away, especially for an appointment. Those are all things that can be covered with your Medicaid managed care plan as far as transportation goes, where either they can get you a car, you know, schedule transportation for you to get there, or if you're driving yourself, to be able to get gas reimbursement. But those are always things that have to be done in advance. So you're talking about minimum of 3 to 4 days if you're trying to get specific things. You want to do that ahead of time when you're scheduling appointments.
But still.
Yeah, but it's the benefit. I always say, who wouldn't mind getting a $5 check here in the mail, you know, just unexpectedly? I'm just like, oh, yes. I'm grateful. Exactly. Grateful.
Yeah. Reimbursement.
Yes.
That sounds like a plan.
It is. And it's just one of, like I said, those are some of the things that are underutilized. And that's why I really like to try to always highlight those types of things when I meet people in the community to let them know that, hey, I don't care what plan you're on. You know, of course, I'm pro Paramount Advantage, but whatever you got, use it.
Yes.
Use it.
Take advantage of it. Use it.
Absolutely.
You know what? I sometimes I stick things in my purse and forget they're there. And it may be a coupon for something and it will have expired.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why didn't I use this? You know, I could have had this or I could have had that, you know. So I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
When you have something that is going to be advantageous for you, use it.
Use it.
Use it. Whoa.
And so that's why we just have to, you know, even with the coupon scenario, it's just a matter of prioritizing. Because if you would have put that, you know, at the front of, let's put it somewhere where you're going to see it and put it in, as a reminder that this is something I need to take care of, I need something to do. We get to it. And so that's why we have to remember to prioritize our health as well as the health of our kids, making sure that they're able to get those wellness visits every year, making sure they're able to get that dental visit every at least once a year, making sure that kids who wear glasses are able to get that eye exam. You know, there's all those basic things that help them to have a successful school year, but then also a good, well-rounded life. And so the more you catch things early, the better for every condition.
That's great. That's great. So does it also cover mental health? Because, you know, that seems to be a very big issue.
Mental health is something that, you know, of course, is rampant through all communities. It's something that's consistent, especially when we deal with depression and addiction. And so, you know, we have an opiate crisis that's been happening in Ohio now for some time. And so when it comes to the mental health component, every single managed care plan, including Paramount Advantage, is going to cover those counseling appointments, is going to make sure that you're able to get to them transportation-wise. So that's something that will be covered as a transportation visit, just like going to a regular wellness exam at a physician's office. So definitely very important.
So they associate people with addiction and depression as a mental health issue.
Yep, that would be under that category.
Okay. All right. And so also, like, people who go into schools and shoot up schools, they say they're sick too. You know, they have a mental health issue.
So that's often, you know, one of the things that they typically say, that there's some type of mental health diagnosis. But, you know, going back to our opening quote is, you know, you mentioned karma and just that making those decisions. And I look at it sometimes as a higher and lower self, and just realizing that it's all about cause and effect. It's about choice. And so no matter what, you know, a condition may be, really our biggest thing is we have to remember choice. And we have a choice in every single thing. We're talking about soda. We have a choice as to whether we drink it or we don't drink it.
True.
We have a choice as to whether we consume meat or we don't consume meat. We have a choice as to whether we drink water or we don't drink water. And the same thing, you know, with our health plans, with everything, it's all rooted in choice. And each choice that we make leads to something else. And that's the part that we sometimes don't think about, you know, when we do something. You know, I drive a lot. With what I do, and sometimes you don't have someone who might give me the finger or whatever, and I just kind of laugh it off most of the time, but that's a choice. That's a choice. And I have to also remember that in that instance, that this person is trying to deflect their negative energy on me. And so you also have to be very guarded in your reaction, because your reaction is a choice.
Yes, it is.
And so sometimes when people try to give you their stuff, sometimes you have to know when to reject it and to send it back. No, I don't want it.
What you just said, you got to know when to reject it, and when to say no.
Yeah,
you having a bad day, then that's your day.
Exactly,
that's how you want to spend it, right?
Exactly, and then, you know, no. I don't get me on no, because no is a complete sentence as well.
True.
So that's something that, you know, that outside of that, just really understanding the power of no and the power of your no to be able to make decisions when it comes to just being influenced in our world. Because often, you know, sometimes I think we've lost our power in some ways because we've given it up.
True.
Because we don't realize that we can say no. We can say no to whatever that thing is that makes us uncomfortable, and that people, places, or things. It doesn't mean, because things have always been a certain way, that they have to continue to be that way.
That's true. That's so true. And that's really all powerful statements. How powerful and how effective your no is when you use it and mean it.
Yes.
And don't be wishy-washy or feel guilty.
Yeah.
See, guilt comes with a lot of those choices too. You feel like, well, maybe I was too harsh on that person, and you know, we get passive. We're like tossing it around, like, well, maybe I shouldn't have said that, maybe I shouldn't have done that, you know, because I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, you know. But also, you don't want your feelings hurt, right?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely don't want your feelings hurt either. But, you know, but one of the things we just have to know is that sometimes, you know, we know that patterns don't lie. And so when people have shown us a consistent track record of doing certain things or treating us a certain way. And sometimes we even like, oh, well, that's my sister-in-law, that's my mm-hmm. brother-in-law, or that's mm-hmm. whoever. And so then you kind of sweep it under the rug.
Right, right.
When you don't have to.
No.
You don't have to. No. You know, it's just one of those things where it's just like, you know, we have to remember that our life is our life. And individually, we have to make a decision as to how we're going to live it. The choices that we're going to make, the direction that we're going to go, it's ours to make.
Yes, it is. And we have the right.
And we have the right, yeah.
To allow who we want in our lives.
Exactly.
And the right to kick out who we don't want.
Exactly.
In our life.
Because that's guarding your energy. I mean, that's just like I said, just with someone, you know, because have you been around someone, like whether it's a coworker who just was always negative mm-hmm. or always just had
always
something, always had, or had some drama going
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Always
true.
Just something.
That's true.
And you know, and then you know how the feeling, how sometimes even the energy in an environment changes when certain people are there.
Yes. Yeah?
That's because they brought it with them, and that's also their karma. I mean, so you have to, so keep in mind, so if you're bringing all this negative energy, you got all this going on, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and we're talking about cause and effect, and we talk about karma, then now I'm sitting here and allowing myself to still be in your presence.
Right.
And then rubbed off on you.
Yeah. It has a potential to rub on you, but then also what you going to get back, your karma for everything that you're putting back, and I'm inserting myself in this mm-hmm. environment, mm-hmm. you think I'm not going to catch it? I mean, if the bullets hit you, there's a chance it's going to bounce off and hit me as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we have to think about. Is sometimes we don't, you know, especially a social service, you know, I've been in a social service field for over 15 years now. And I think, you know, when you get into that place where you're trying to save the world
yes.
and you're just trying to, you know, but you have to remember, like, my mantra for this past year has been, put my oxygen mask on first. It's real simple. I cannot be of service to the community. I cannot be of service to my child. I cannot be of service to anyone in my family. I cannot be of service to my spouse, anyone or anything without taking care of me first.
Absolutely.
And I can roll that right back to healthcare.
Yes.
Taking care of me first.
Well, all this has to do with our health.
It is.
It does. Our choices has to do with our health.
Yep.
You know?
And so those choices, are, yes. and we were just talking earlier about thoughts and just, you yes. know, the energy behind our thoughts, just thinking the right things, how we literally can control our life and control our destiny by our thought process.
That's true.
So you know, true. You always, that's why whenever I'm out in a community, I have a mom or someone who's calling a child bad. That's just kind of what there's some kids that are a little challenged,
yeah.
but I always just think like, you know, as a mother, like if my thoughts are so strong, mm-hmm. because you got to keep in mind, you were connected to that child at some point. You were one at some point. And so if my thoughts about this child is so strong, mm-hmm. I just sometimes wonder what that effect is on that child. And just really just remembering just that, you know,
Mom
our thoughts.
Bad.
Yeah, just you constantly know? Just thinking that something. And then, I mean, but ultimately we're individuals, but I always just, you know, just always like to encourage people just to know the power of their thoughts and to know the power of their words.
That's true. Because we carry a lot of things from our childhood.
We do.
Been spoken on us, over us, and it has been inserted into our spirits, into our mm-hmm. minds, and we have a different look at ourselves. And then when we get older, somehow we have to realize that some of those things may not be true.
Not at all.
You know?
Not at all.
We have to know that we're not really that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you said, telling a child, oh, they're bad, and I try not to do that, you know? But people have their own personalities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you being a mother or a father or a grandmother, we have an advantage or opportunity to shape and mold
mm-hmm.
a child.
We have an obligation.
Yes, obligated to shape and mold a child in the right way and not subject these words over them. Because I think of some of the things my mother told me that I believed for years.
Mm-hmm.
And people would look at me and say, well, why? That's not true. Can't you look at yourself and see that's not you? And I'm like, no. And it really took me a long time to be able to look at myself in the mirror and not see what my mother was saying
mm-hmm.
to me. Yeah. You know, and it was like I had low self-esteem, inward into myself, you know. Didn't want to be around other people because I thought I was this terrible person.
Yeah.
My appearance just was not good enough. And I didn't want people to say what my mother was saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But it's
and like, she was projecting her energy because it's probably how she felt about herself.
And it could have been. And a child doesn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're growing up with this in you. You know, and you, it's like a suitcase on your back that you're carrying around. And that's something that I try to uplift my daughters, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what I had to carry around.
Absolutely.
You know, and with you saying this, and we're talking about karma and mental health, and we're just encouraging people that are listening, be careful the labels you put on your children mm-hmm. and your grandchildren. Even the word BAD, he's bad, you know, he's having a bad day, or he's not, you know, that hurts, you know. And just redirect that child, you know what I'm saying? Let's sing a song, let's play patty cake or something
yeah.
like that, you know. And I just know from experience.
Yeah, and sometimes it's just kids that need to be in a different area. That's I always true. Think about, you know, you have those, let's say someone who's a professional wrestler today. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, when you look back into their childhood, they had those qualities right. early on.
That's true.
I think what most parents don't understand is purpose. Because if you don't understand your purpose, it's very hard for you to help shape someone else into understanding theirs.
True.
And so when you have kids, I mean, who come up and have different personalities and just specific things about them, it's always connected to why they're here. There's always a reason why.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just continue to just ignore that and not realize that, you know, these characteristics show up early on.
Yes, they do.
They show up early because we create our adulthood and our childhood. So right. we have to remember that as parents and caregivers and guardians, that we are the one who's designed to, who've been appointed to shape
mm-hmm.
what that looks like, to right. cultivate that process for that child until they can grow into adulthood.
That's good. And I had four daughters.
Wow.
You know, and some people say, you poor woman. And I understand that. Because, you know, I didn't have the choice of I had brothers, though.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And that was different, too, because my mother had three boys and three girls. But mm-hmm. she loved those boys because mm-hmm. they, you know, connect with boys when mothers do more than, you know, the other way around. But they were, of course, all different.
Yeah.
They all had different qualities and gifts and talents. And
mm-hmm.
Some I was able to connect, and some would look at me like, you really want me to try that? You really want me to do that? And I would get upset because I thought it was something that they should at least try.
Yeah.
You know, trying to find their way so they can find out what they liked and didn't like to do, you know. And I kind of figure, well, if you would fulfill this, then maybe we can do something else next time. Oh, mm-hmm. they wasn't hearing that. Okay, they wasn't hearing that. And then they get grown and say, well, I wish I had done that. Well, yeah, now you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know what I was trying to do with you, so.
Yes.
Which was something else that I didn't have the advantage of. My mother didn't care if I wanted to sing, dance, or anything like that because she was in a different era and she grew up differently and she just did not project or try to push us that way, you know. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to dance. I wanted to be a ballerina. I used to do my own ballerina stunts. Like you said, growing up.
Yeah.
You know, these things are displayed in your children growing mm-hmm. up. So it's just, I'm really enjoying this conversation. I hope many of you who are listening are enjoying it also, because so many times we overlook, we're so busy in our daily task that we do, that we overlook the important things about our children.
Yes.
And our grandchildren, and even ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can say, well, I may want to do that, but I'm not going to take time to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where your gift and your talent is.
Absolutely.
You know, that's where you're going to get the joy and the fulfillment and be happy. You know, a lot of times people are walking around grunting because they did not use that potential that they had, and they're not happy with their lives and what they've done.
Yep.
Wow.
So one of the things I always say, if when you're living on purpose and in your purpose, it's everything that you do is connected to that. And so it's hard for you to have, even when you're faced with a challenge in what you're doing, mm-hmm. you know that it's connected to who you are and what you were created for.
Right.
And so it's easier for you to get through those challenges because you understand your purpose. And that's really the key thing, is if more and more people are able to walk in that lane and understand that. I mean, when you talk about enduring the stresses of life and just the different challenges that come away, when you know you're in purpose, it's like, okay, you just know it's all going to work out. You know, yes. It's going to be because I'm in my lane.
Shut up, girl. You're talking my language today. I mean, this is really a powerful show, and I'm really enjoying it very much. Walk in your lane. I know my mentor and spiritual mother used to say, get in your lane. Mm-hmm. Mother Hatch, she used to say it all the time. Get in your lane. You over here in my lane. You got to move.
Exactly.
You got to go over there.
And that's so true. I mean, because our gifts are different. Our purpose is different. We're all individuals.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Well, we have a couple minutes. Yeah, to recap.
That went fast. Yes. Wow, that time went fast.
Yes.
So the highlights I would say is, remember that it's open enrollment through the month of November. Make sure you know if you want to change health plans, mm-hmm. if you're on a Medicaid plan. And let me just back up a little bit, because often people confuse Medicare and Medicaid. And so the way that I always tell people to remember the difference is Medicare, care being the key word, is what we do for our senior population.
Right.
Aid is a financial need that is a temporary need based off of income. And so always remember, Medicaid is connected specifically to a financial need. Medicare is specific to our senior population.
Right.
So if you ever need to change your Medicaid plan, and that would be the time, now would be the time, the month of November, you would want to call the Department of Medicaid hotline, which is 1-800-324-8680. And you would want to select a health plan that you're interested in. Hopefully, Paramount Advantage is one of the choices you make this year.
Thank you, Sharonda, for coming and sharing that information with us about Paramount and going off into mental health. And thank you, Daisy, for being with me again. This is my protege.
Hey.
Trying to break her in.
All right now.
Yeah, I mean, she's followed me through a lot of things. We used to Bible study and stuff together, and I think me and her like this.
That's
road
good.
Dogs, you know, shopping and all that together. And thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Happy to be here.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You have been listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Do not forget to vote. You have until 7:30 this evening to vote in Marion. Till next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda,
can you still